A trial for two Christians is prolonged in Turkey. Your help is needed in reaching the Middle East, and a great crate finds a ready home in the Philippines. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Two men have been standing trial in Turkey for supposedly insulting Turkishness. It's been going on for at least 7 months now. Todd Nettleton, a voice of the martyrs, says,
"It seems to be going on strictly for the purpose of pressuring Christians, trying to set a precedent that public witness for Jesus Christ is not appropriate in Turkey according to the laws of that land."
The trial's part of a pattern of tightening down, suggesting that it's an insult for a Turkish person to be anything other than Muslim. Nettleton believes outside pressure on the government from the European Union and inside pressure from Turkish Christians gives hope for religious freedom. Nettleton says the men on trial have not lost their passion for evangelism.
One of them, during a delay in the trial, was able to talk to some of the policemen and witness to them. So they have maintained good spirits. I think we can pray for them. We can pray for a just verdict in this trial.
Next, Partners International is a master trainer who's on the hit list in India. He trains grassroots church planters. He was forced to flee into the jungles, but has since returned home and resumed his ministry. Another master trainer is coaching some of the students for exams. They were affected by the recent violence against Christians in Orissa State. Pray for the protection and growth of their workers' ministries and that many from unreached people groups may embrace Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. In the Middle East, where death threats and job discrimination are not uncommon threats for Christians, World Bible Translation Center says they're doing secret distributions of Arabic, easy-to-read New Testaments. One man even asked for more copies to distribute on his own after they helped his family. $100,000 is the goal by May 30th so they can distribute 50,000 New Testaments in the Middle East. Contributions can make a huge impact in the Muslim world. Meanwhile, Christian Resources International is working with a partner in the Philippines. The area in which this partner is working has few Christians who can afford their own Bible. CRI's Fred Palmerton says they recently sent in a great crate to answer the need.
It took months to get it cleared. Satan came after it from all directions, but it got into port and delivered to our recipient there, and they do mission work in the southern part of the Philippine Islands, as well as the Manila area.
Because people are open to the gospel, even in Muslim areas, the books will be well used.
There were 44,000 pounds of material, which represents at least 20,000 books, with a third of those or more were Bibles, and they're just so excited to get it, and they're right now unloading and sorting and categorizing and getting them on library.
And finally, God used wood to open doors to the gospel through an Operation Mobilization program in Bosnia. Speaking from Bosnia, OM missionary Yael Busag says central heating hasn't worked since the war in some places. She says many of the poor heat with wood, but it's quite expensive. So OM decided to help poor families with free wood.
As the wood company delivers the wood, we go and visit each of the families and bring them a food package. And then if there's an opportunity, if they invite us in, then we talk about God, and maybe if they let us, then we pray for them.
According to Busag, the ministry is having an impact.
It's mostly a Muslim-populated town, so we hadn't seen almost any results of our work for many, many years. But then 2 winters ago, suddenly God gave us 9 new believers all at once. And this last winter, 3 or 4.
Nearly $46,000 is needed to help 100 families next year. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Praise is the ultimate form of worship. For a suggested donation, Eminence making available the CD Passionate Praise 2. It features songs like Voice of Truth, Blessed Be Your Name, Open the Eyes of My Heart, and others. Get your copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.